Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 25th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 85 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And fucking dry. Dry, dry, dry. Getting drier every day. It is disgusting. Because, you know, the water can't get out of the goddamn atmosphere somewhere. They say, oh, it melted all the polar things. Where the hell's all the water? Let's see what we're going to look at here. Nearly 300 southern Illinoisans have to give up their firearms after gun rights revoked. Well, we'll see about that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Nearly 300 southern Illinoisans have to give up their firearms after gun rights revoked. By what authority were these gun rights revoked? What do you mean revoked? You have no authority to revoke anybody's gun rights. You'd have to, these people went through a common law court, right? And somebody filed a fucking, as an individual, against them as an individual. And if it was over something criminal, there was a preliminary process with the common law grand jury, or else there was a goddamn, if it was a civil case, well, that you can't take. Well, you'd have to owe the guns, I guess, but it did go to the goddamn jury, and you did get real fucking goddamn judicial fucking authority before you touched anybody's anything or even went to their fucking house, right? Let's look at this. This is sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Illinois State Police announced Wednesday that it had forced nearly 300... It had forced... Listen to this, people. God damn it, what the fuck are we... They must not, they just can't fucking read. Illinois, now remember what I just read to you. Illinois State Police forced nearly 300 people. Forced. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Now this is Tench Koch. When the fucking goddamn, ratification process, second article was being put as a part of the fucking Bill of Rights. This is the explanation. They claim they just, nobody really has ever explained it. Nobody knows what it means and what it really is about. And really, actually, we can do. No, you can't touch that son of a bitch. If you try it, we're supposed to kill you. This is what gives us our freedom and liberty from you, jack-booted motherfuckers. And as far as the goddamn state police are concerned, they are not a goddamn entity that was okayed by we the people. We never gave an okay for you to have any kind of judicial goddamn officers over our fucking goddamn personal fucking lives in our autonomy, away from your fucking goddamn administrative admiralty, son of a bitches. And you, it's what you're practicing. You are breaking the fucking law. You come in without a fucking warrant, without a fucking complaint. And you think you're going to take a fucking gun? You don't have, a search warrant. You don't have shit. You're not even of the goddamn, common law jurisdiction the only jurisdiction that can deal with an American national. We're not your goddamn 14th Amendment fucking subject, citizens, motherfuckers. And I think, let's go on here. Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty duly before them, or if they've been fucking infiltrated by fucking communist and fascist motherfucking Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers who think they're going to take over the world. They're going to have a world government and get rid of our fucking goddamn, our fucking free land. You can't even call it a republic because the goddamn Constitution was a fucking fraud. It was a fraud. Duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize. Man, they fucking attempt. These son of a bitches are going at it. Why is it happening? Well, we know why it's happening, don't we? Because we're fucking allowing it. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, against what? You mean to go over to Syria to defend our country, stealing their oil and giving it to Israel, or Iraq stealing their oil and giving it to fucking Israel, or over in Afghanistan fucking making it the number one opium production fucking state in the fucking goddamn world? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what them fucking forces are raised for? No declarations of war, you know, you go over there and you fucking bomb little kids for your fucking goddamn Zionist masters. Fuck you. Forces which must be occasionally raised to defend the country might pervert their power. They have no fucking power. To the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. Now, let's go to the goddamn Bill of Rights. This is written, ratified, absolute, the highest fucking law in this fucking land, period. And we are supposed to die enforcing this if we have to. We are supposed to kill or die enforcing this, like our forefathers did at fucking Lexington and Concord. This is what they went out there for, not to create a new country for the fucking goddamn aristocrats to fucking loot, to use us like fucking slaves to take it away from the fucking Indians so that they could have all the fucking piles of fucking wealth. And then once they got done with this, man, then they could start. We got to get them guns away from them people. Why do we not want to let them get our gun? I mean, goddamn, do they think we can't see around the rest of the fucking world? Look at Venezuela. Look at goddamn Australia. Yeah, give up your fucking guns. Let's look at here. This is the second article. This is absolute fucking law that cannot be changed, that we are supposed to back with our fucking lives, people, as goddamn American nationals. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. Is this an infringement I'm talking about here? Yes, it is. That makes it a violation of the highest law in this fucking land, doesn't it? And where in the hell is it? I mean, they don't even fucking address the fact that they can't do it. It's just a fucking, we're going to do it. Well, come on, motherfuckers. If you want a fucking war, let's do it. We've already fought one. This fucking war, you're not going to change. You're not going to fucking hijack this son of a bitch and make it something else. When we get done with this motherfucker, there will be no goddamn doubt as to who is the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. Who's the fucking goddamn boss? Anyways, ownership and their firearms rights revoked. You don't give the fucking rights, you son of a bitch. We're born with them. That goddamn Bill of Rights, that is like your fingers and your goddamn toes. It's unalienable. You're born with it. You don't give it to me and take it away from me. You don't fucking examine it. If a crime is committed like murder, then the murderer gets charged with murder. And the fucking, it has nothing to do with the rest of the goddamn country. This is communism. 101. Try it, Stasi. You get your fucking heads blowed off. As part of a firearms enforcement blitz, are you listening to this shit? Of course, it's Illinois from June 6th, but the rest of them, this is what's coming. This is what they're going to fucking try. Be ready for it. I mean, fucking be a fucking savage. The more of us that are, the more fucking savage we are as individuals when they try to fucking do this, the less of us that got to die. That's all there is to it. There's going to be a lot of going to have to die because it's like anybody that fucking gave up their shit to these motherfuckers, anybody who went and got one of their permission slips to begin with. As part of the firearms enforcement blitz from June 16th to July 31st in 41 southern Illinois counties, including St. Clair, Madison, Monroe, Clinton, and Randolph counties, state police officers performed 710 compliance checks. Compliance checks. See, we're not out confiscating guns. We're doing compliance checks. I don't have to comply with anything with you, motherfucker. That says shall not be infringed, period. That means you can't put something up. When you go down and you pay that $15 for that background check, your fucking rights are being shit on. You don't pay to fucking exercise a right. And these motherfuckers did not grant our rights to us. That Constitution didn't grant these rights to us. We are granted those rights through nature. They're natural rights. You're born with them. You got the goddamn right to defend your life against fucking some son of a bitch who's going to make a slave out of you. Which resulted in 295 people being placed, quote, into, yeah, it's quote, placed into compliance. Oh, they were just placed into compliance. How'd you, you confiscated their fucking, people! You just let this happen? With the state's firearms owner's identification card or FOIA card law. Oh, you a FOIA card, you gotta have a, you mean your permission slip from the fucking government? Where the hell, wait a minute here now. Let's go back to this goddamn second article here. Let me see if we can find a goddamn FOIA card in this shit. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed, period. There is nothing after that period, and it is explained by Mr. Cox, but when it was put in the fucking goddamn books. That is written, ratified law, and we have the right to enforce it with deadly fucking force. In fact, that is what we're supposed to do. It's not just a right, it's our goddamn duty. You let them take our fucking guns, you know what these little commie cocksuckers would do? And you fucking, anybody that handed them over, you're fucking, well, these are assholes that went and got the FOIA card to start with. These are, yeah, you went and signed a law. I did sign the card saying I'd agree. And yeah, well, we have a contract with you so we can violate. No, you can't. The ninth article says, the enumeration in the constitution. Now, you'd have to have, for your fucking contract to have any goddamn, your FOIA card contract, to have any kind of goddamn legal fucking legs, it would have to fucking have legal standing. It has no legal standing. In fact, it violates the ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights, unalienable law, ratified by we the people through our representatives, December 15, 1791. Unalienable. That means you can't fucking touch it. But these people, well, I wouldn't got my FOIA card. I can just see them now. I can drive. I can go ahead. I got my gun. Oh, yeah, you dumb son of a bitch. But even these contracts, no good. You can't contract my fucking rights away, you son of a bitch. To even suggest it, it makes you a fucking goddamn violator of the fucking law. The supreme law of this fucking land shall not be infringed. That's an infringement, son of a bitch. Just like the other fucking 4,000 fucking infringements you're trying to put on the fucking second article. That fucker was put there to take care of son of a bitches like you. Illinois State Police said those placed in compliance. Listen, I love this fucking way they word this. But you came out, you come out and you fucking really, you did something, didn't you? No, you didn't, you son of a bitches. Illinois State Police said those, under what jurisdictional authority, Illinois State Police? Were you elected or appointed by the governor? Because that's what you are, is the governor's guard, and that's all you fucking are, and that's all the jurisdiction you have, is to guard the fucking governor. When they turned him loose out here, oh, goddamn, we're going to be highway patrolmen. So if your car breaks down, this nice man with the fucking round hat's going to come up, and he's going to help you out. He's going to carry some gas to the back of his car, and you fucking fell for it.
Highway robbers.
You goddamn right they are. Highwaymen. That's what they are. Surrender their FOIA. See, Illinois State Police and said those placed in compliance had to do the following. Surrender their FOIA card. Shove it up your fucking ass. I would have never had one. I'll never fucking have a permission from any motherfucker to exercise my goddamn natural rights as a fucking human being. Transfer all firearms out of their possession. Fuck you! That's infringement, motherfucker. You do not have the jurisdictional authority to order me to do shit. Your contract, you cannot have, because it has no jurisdictional legs. It would have to have fucking some kind of goddamn jurisdictional fucking goddamn power. Where's the authority for you to order anybody to even have a FOIA card? To even fill out that fucking contract, which is, that contract's illegal. That contract allows you to fucking violate the second article of the people's, unalienable, ratified by the people, fucking absolute law of December 15, 1791. Is that a violation of the fucking law? Yes or no? You goddamn right it is. When they come for the fucking guns, you're supposed to be fighting them, you dumbasses. They get your fucking guns, then what are they going to do to you? You already see what they fucking do to you. Transfer all firearms out of their possession. Go fuck yourself. There'll be one, you're not coming out to fucking confiscate or fucking bring people into compliance. You're coming for fucking war, motherfucker. Because that's what it is when you come to take the people's guns. It's fucking war. You aren't taking our liberty teeth. And you're not going to fucking put us at heel. You're not going to get rid of our Bill of Rights so you can have your one world fucking government. Fuck them. Fuck your fucking Rothschilds. Fuck that fat little whore over there on sitting on the goddamn English throne. Fuck all the monarchies. Fuck all the corporations. You can all go right straight to hell and we'll send you there. We have the right to enforce the fucking law that we fucking put as the highest law in this goddamn land. We have a right to our autonomy. It's not something you can meddle in. You meddle in it, you're fucking committing sedition against we the people. And we have the right to fucking take your ass out. Complete a firearms disposition record to detail the guns involved. Fucking fuck. Goddamn, I mean, did anybody do, I guess some people did this. You just fucking let these little cocksuckers take your fucking guns? Really? Well, then you probably have no problem living on your fucking knees. I won't. Nobody will ever own me. I'll never be nobody's subject. And I have the goddamn right to defend my fucking defend the fucking highest law in this land, which is my Bill of fucking rights. Absolute right to fucking kill, do whatever I have to. Because it's absolute law and it's the highest law in this goddamn land. There's no law that can trump it. There can be, that's why your contract, your FOIA fucking contract's no good. You do it only uniform commercial, your uniform, shove it up your fucking ass. Ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is authority, shall not be interpreted as to deny or disparage others, the others being the rest of that fucking Bill of Rights retained by the people. There is no goddamn authority. There can be no authority to fucking deny or disparage that second article, you motherfuckers. The only way a goddamn individual, free, sovereign, national can be fucked with in any fucking way is through the goddamn common law courts that you have fucking removed. It is chaos out there. It is lawless out there. There is no fucking law. There are criminals who are out to kill you, and it's kill them or kill you. Enforce that fucking law or be a slave. Because that's what that law was put in place for. And they have no jurisdictional authority over us, people. I'm not in the goddamn armed services, and I'm not in the militia, the fucking controlled fucking organized militia during a time of war. Fuck off! The enforcement details are designed to ensure those who have had their firearms rights revoked are in compliance with the Firearms Owners Identification Card Act. Fuck you, you can't have it. That right there, get your ass hung. Whoever signed that son of a bitch, when we have our trials in the goddamn common law, when we reinstate our common law courts, which are the highest courts in this land because we the people are the jurisdictional authority, you're going into those courts, and you cocksuckers that signed on to this FOIA, this owner's identification card bullshit, you're going to hang. You're going to hang for treason and sedition, for violation of the 9th and 2nd article of the fucking highest law in this fucking land. The people's jurisdictional authority. The fucking goddamn ratified law, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You want to fucking act like it don't exist. This is what they did in the colonies, people. This is why the colonists rose up and shot the motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, you got your rights there. Yeah, fuck your rights. They were basically ignored. That's what the books say. Basically ignored. I guess it depended on whether you're a member of the fucking lodge or not, right? The agency said in a news release, the enforcement details were conducted in all of the state's 102 counties, ISP said in the release. Statewide, 1,027 people were placed into compliance with the FOIA law. How were they placed into compliance? Did you take somebody's fucking gun without due process of the fucking law as outlined in that fucking Bill of Rights? Did you do it as a goddamn foreign agent because you're not a goddamn, you didn't do it in your individual capacity because you're a state police. A state police that can't exist. The goddamn government can have no goddamn policing force over the people. We elect our fucking sheriffs. They swear themselves in to the common law. To us. Not to the goddamn government, or to the corporation, rather, sorry. The United States Corporation, you know that goddamn, Title 18, Definition 15, go look it up. This is goddamn Walmart hiring guns to fucking come and take your fucking guns, people. So that Walmart and the little gook motherfuckers running it can come and fucking bring you and make you kowtow with their fucking feet. Are you going to do it? Because the only way it happens is if you allow it. Compliance checks are not about confiscating guns. Fuck you, goddammit, you son of a bitch, insult me some more. I mean, that's all this is to fucking rile people. This is this old propaganda. May you die today, you son of a bitches. May your fucking heart stop right fucking now, you commie, fascist, pig, pieces of fucking shit. Because that's what it's made. It's just made to fucking rile you. But to know you're in the right. Know that the goddamn law of this land, that Bill of Rights, is the highest fucking law. It is the law of this land. It isn't that goddamn fucking law of the sea. That administrative admiralty bullshit that cannot be on our land. That was one of the reasons that the fucking founders of this country, the true founders, fought to shoot it the fuck out of here. The dreaded fucking admiralty, remember? And they're gonna try these fucking fuck you motherfuckers. Well, I guess we go at it. I guess I'm not safe. You're not safe. My family ain't safe. Your family ain't safe. Nobody's fucking safe. We're at fucking war. You come to take our fucking guns, motherfucker. That's what fucking goddamn King George III did, didn't he? He came to get the guns. He come to take the gun people's guns away from him. Bang. He didn't do it, did he? And the people were totally in the right, and goddamn, for so many years, how they were praised. Now, April 19th, 1775 isn't even fucking recognized on the goddamn calendar. The day the shot heard around, because that's the day the people said, you ain't taking our fucking guns, motherfucker. And you ain't taking everything. So you got to get our guns first. He wanted the guns first because he intended on taking every bit of their goddamn property, and they fucking knew it. Let's see, we're confiscating guns, but about ensuring individuals who have lost their firearms rights. You don't fucking take nobody's rights. You don't have the authority, son of a bitch. That can only be done in a common law fucking court. We're guaranteed it. We guaranteed it to ourselves. To transfer their firearms to law enforcement. Oh, that ain't confiscation. That ain't kind of, no, you're just giving your gun over to the goddamn state fucking police that are a goddamn rogue agency that are a violation of the Ninth Article and just existing. Let alone exercising this, thinking they can exercise a fucking authority they do not have. And it is not only your right, it is your fucking obligation to fucking gun them down if they try it. Or someone who is legally able to, or someone who is legally able to possess them, and the state's going to decide. What did Tenskot say about them motherfuckers? Neither the state nor the fucking federal government has the god can tell you shit about your fucking guns. Made it clear, they're acting like they don't understand it. It was explained quite clearly. I mean, goddamn, it's been that way 240 fucking years. It's been written the same way. You can't change it, can you? Goddamn Ninth Article keeps getting out. Do you know there's never been, the 14th Amendment's never been challenged in a fucking court because you can't do it because it's in the admiralty and you'd have to challenge it with the goddamn common law. And they, what do they do? What is the first move they made? To remove the common law courts. To remove the fucking common man's authority over this goddamn country. To remove your jurisdictional authority to fucking own your property, to fucking protect yourself, to fucking live your life like you want, think like you want, do like you want, so long as you're not violating another's rights. That's all they want. They want you to be a goddamn, you get down and lick their fucking feet. They want you to kowtow to that goddamn Chinaman's goddamn feet, because the Chinese are going to come in and rule America, don't you know? But come on over, motherfuckers. Come on over and see what we got for you. We better think about it, though. They're kind of trying to chum you over here when they won't try it them fucking selves, will they? They go do little chicken shit things like this every once in a while, but hey. The Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly said during a news conference at the State Police Metro East headquarters in Collinsville, "You have no right to exist. You are a fraud. The goddamn state is not a state. It's a goddamn corporation. It's a fraud. The fraud of 1871 and 1878. You fucking cannot take the goddamn Bill of Rights the fucking way. You can't change it. You can't fucking induct us and call us your goddamn subjects. Subjects are going to shoot your fucking heads off, motherfuckers. You better leave these free men alone." Illinois and the nation continue to confront how we as a society can prevent gun violence. Well, we could stop gun violence quite a bit if we just fucking quit shipping fucking whole goddamn arsenals over to countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, where are we at now? Over there in goddamn
Ukraine.
Pardon?
Ukraine.
Yeah, aren't we?
I understand you can go on the internet now and buy on the internet what we're shipping over there and equipment-wise.
Well, of course you can. It's a criminal crime family. I mean, this is such a fucking horse shit. It's disgusting is what it is. Of course, it's a crime. It's the goddamn Biden crime family. That's their headquarters in the Ukraine. And the goddamn Jews couldn't pull it off in Israel. Because the fucking Arabs, there's just too many fucking Arabs, and there's too many, the internet sunk their fucking ass because the world understood what dirty, low-down son of a bitch and thieving, fucking dirty, rotten cocksuckers they are. And so, what, Khazarians? Going back home, are you? Going back to fucking the Ukraine, Khazarians, huh? And we're gonna pay the fucking goddamn, right now, you people, you are paying to fucking arm the son of a bitches who are going to come over here, and they'll have no problem firing those weapons at you. I'd like to know just the number, just since, say, 1979 when I turned 18. I'd like to know how many fucking Americans were killed with American goddamn weaponry. Because we gave it to the fucking Jews and they sold it to every fucking body. And everybody knows it. Oh, anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing and oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Jim runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away, but he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time. And that was the... Oh, man. I'll get it here in just a second. I'll tell you. Credit where credit is due, always. That was Steel Woods with Straw in the Wind. Listen to there at the break. And we're still on this confiscation in Illinois. I mean, it's not a confiscation. They just took their fucking guns. Oh, yeah, well, they did it with the contract thing. Yeah, that's above the fucking, that's above the ninth article of the fucking People's Bill of Rights. Yeah, yeah, that trumps it. It trumps your fucking law. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? This is why the militia came out at fucking Lexington Green. This is why they came out at Concord Bridge. This is why the people fucking fought. Because these motherfuckers thought, oh, we're going to regulate. You need to give us all them guns over here. You got the goddamn property over there we'd like to have. And nobody wants to come get it as long as you got the fucking gun. That's exactly what this is, people. You tell me they haven't come to the point. Look at the price of the fucking gas. Look at everything. They have stolen all they can fucking steal without actually coming in your goddamn house and start taking your shit. And they want to be able to come on in and rape your fucking dog, rape your fucking kids, fucking rape your wife, rape you while you're polishing your fucking gun. That's just like the goddamn border invasion. We've done nothing to stop it, and we're wondering why in the hell is it happening. Well, it's because we aren't stopping it. Do we have the jurisdictional authority to stop it? You goddamn right we do. Do we have the jurisdictional authority to stop these motherfuckers? You goddamn right we do. It is fucking law. It is ratified, unalienable. You can't make it go away. You can't contract it away. I can't give it away. If you can't give it away, you sure as fuck can't contract it away, can ya? But he noted it takes many groups working together to make a difference while respecting a person's rights. Fuck you! You fucking criminal son of a bitches! Every one of you that participated in this, if fucking you go to a we get our common law courts back, we'll take you to court, and we'll see if those 12 fucking whores and those 12 fucking ditch diggers want to let you fucking live or they want to hang you out in front of that courthouse for violation of the law. It's not hard. This is open and shut. Did you violate, did you go past that period in that second article? You sure as fuck did. You denied and disparaged. You motherfucker. You broke our law. Our highest law. The law that keeps us free. And it is our right to punish you. It is our right to fucking, make war on you. You've declared war on our goddamn rights right here. That's what happened at Lexington and Concord. They weren't coming to fucking God. They knew they were going to give hand their fucking guns over. They were coming there to start a fucking war. We're the biggest fucking bully on the fucking block. And we're going to take your guns. No, you're not. Get your asses shot off, didn't you? Shot off all the way back to fucking Boston, surrounded by us. Shot out of Boston. But, man, then you had the goddamn, here was your goddamn aristocrats. And people allowed it. That people should have just smoked them right out the fucking gate. They were worthless son of a bitches. They were the king's fucking men. Why this things happen, I would like to read that history and figure it out. Like John Hancock. That son of a bitch should have been hung on fucking sight. So he gave lots of money. We could have took that fucking money and hung his fucking ass too. He was in cahoots with the goddamn governor of Massachusetts, wasn't he? I mean, they were in criminal goddamn activity together. Weren't they? He said medical professional school administrators. So I thought he's going to school. Fuck your schools. You know what? Let's get rid of them schools, people. Shut the fucking funding down. Get rid of them motherfuckers. They're not there for anything but fucking evidently some kind of control mechanism. Just like the goddamn doctors are anymore. White coats with some kind of extra authority above the rest of us without going through the common law. Fucking Bill of Rights is we are guaranteed. You do not have the authority. You have not even sought it out. You think you're going to fucking ride fucking roughshod over people. Well, some people would take it, I reckon. He said medical professional school administrators and family members can contact law enforcement if they are concerned about someone they believe. I love this. You fucking talk about goddamn presumption of innocence. Concerned. I mean, first place, you're concerned about someone you believe. You mean you don't, this ain't fact. You're not presenting one fucking fact. Should not have access to a gun. Well, I'm just fucking believe they shouldn't. It's how I feel. And, you know, that should be enough jurisdictional authority to fucking trump the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. What do you think the goddamn founders, the true founders, those boys who fought in goddamn Concord, what do you think they would say to that fucking goddamn statement, people? I tell you what, their word, it wouldn't be words, it would be goddamn action is what you would fucking see. Should have decide who's, we got a little group of fucking communist cunts over here who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, who want to have be dominant over men that they act like they walk up to a 300 pound man and put him on his fucking knees with just words. Words don't do it. You keep fucking pushing, that jungle's going to explode right in your fucking face. And everybody's going to go, why? Well, this is fucking why. And this is what you're facing too, you sons of bitches. It is often the people who interact with a person on a daily basis and notice threatening behavior, Kelly said. If you see something, say something. And that old Chuck Norris over there, that fucking treasonous little fat little fucking bastard. Hey, can you read, son of a bitch? Because you better read the fucking law of this land. The law of this land is that goddamn Bill of Rights. That's the law of the land. Your administrative admiralty can't even be on this goddamn land. It is a goddamn fraud being here. Your whole goddamn government's a fucking fraud. You created it in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of this land. You had no authority. I mean, this is what you're watching too, people. Like the other day, so the mandate, they sent, put a thing on our thing. We mandate that you can't use no water unless you're just drinking. Fuck you! Under what fucking authority? When did you take me to court to get work? Is that a court order? From a common law court? Because that's the only thing I'm gonna fucking recognize. That's the only thing I'm required to recognize. And that was per agreement of me and my people. It's you some son of a bitch just sitting over there fucking sucking up on the goddamn trough. You fight right it down. Oh, I'm going to mandate today. Are you really, you son of a bitch? Who's going to back it? See, but when it comes to that, who's going to back your fucking mandate, bitch? Well, we'll call the police. Those aren't police. You can't have goddamn. Those are private goddamn. That's a private goddamn fucking army. And you can't have it here. That's another fucking rope for you around your neck. You can't have a private security for a fucking corporation and pretend that it's a goddamn, lawful goddamn, that they have any lawful, jurisdictional authority. Where do they get their jurisdictional authority? Well, we, at the corporations, we appoint judges and, we appointed them, we give them immunity and we go over to the Supreme Court and tell them to give them immunity so they can, see, this is the difference between common law and Roman civil law. And then you know how Rome ended. See, common law is public law for private purposes. Roman civil law is private policy being enforced as public law. Now, which are you seeing here? Because these son of a bitches are not elected that are doing this, and they're running a fucking corporation that is in violation of the 9th article because it pretends to have the authority to violate the 9th article to do that which is fucking forbidden. To deny and disparage the rights of the fucking people. That's what we fought that fucking war for. Our rights. And our rights have been fucking, I mean, they played back and forth, but I mean, year after year, more communists came. Trotsky was fucking over here just before, the Russian Revolution. I mean, they've been fucking after it all since the beginning. He's slimy. And it was, and then the teaching, I love, I'm bringing it up every day. Since I was a little kid, it's communism versus capitalism, you see. They don't like it because we got so much stuff because we're so smart with capitalism. Now, capitalism is fucking goddamn theft. You're usury. Yet you fucking always talk about. And by the way, those communists are practicing your fucking goddamn, usury, your goddamn, capitalism, aren't they? Are they coming in and buying up our goddamn growing? Who's selling that to them? What treasonous son of a bitch that needs to be arrested under the common law, brought into a common law court, and accused of fucking sedition and goddamn aiding and abetting the invasion by an enemy? And then, and face the goddamn charges of the, he'll get his preliminary process by the common law court, not by, not, see, they've still got these DAs and these attorney generals. They couldn't have those after 1791 people. That first act of that first Congress that never existed, that said, oh, we're gonna have, judicial control. I mean, first fucking thing the motherfuckers did. Well, first, we should name a king. That was the first. And then let's put Congress in session and let's give ourselves jurisdictional authority over all the people. That makes us the rulers and them the ruled. Like the people didn't understand that. You just wanted what you had in the goddamn colonies. You'd already made your deals over there in fucking England, hadn't you, son of a bitches? But the goddamn anti-federalists, they fucking smoked your ass. They put together a fucking, body of law known as the Bill of Fucking Rights. That fucking checkmates you at every fucking corner. Fuck your general welfare. I don't care if it is for the general welfare. You can't do it. You don't have the authority. You can't have the authority to violate, to deny, disparage a fucking right. You just, the power can't exist. It's written right there in the 9th article. And that's the law of the land. Bringing the goddamn administrative admiralty, the law of the sea, onto our land. Fuck, that's enough to hang your ass right there. You can't do it. It violates our law. So that's one of the things that we were going to protect ourselves from when the Bill of Rights was written. So that some fucking queen across the ocean, see, that's what's happened here. That bitch has set up her own fucking private goddamn judicial system in this country. Every goddamn lawyer, and it's all lawyers in fucking D.C., has a goddamn fucking esquire, which is just below a knight. That's a goddamn royal appointment. That's a royal fucking title. That, they fucking, England has never fucking relinquished goddamn this country over to the fucking people. And it's time we took care of that. And then we went, and we need to go over there and collect what them motherfuckers have stolen from us over the fucking years. And then for every fucking goddamn dirty fucking deal they've done to us. And anybody that wants a fucking monarch, you're a fucking moron. I don't think that people never, I mean, goddamn, this is the 21st fucking century. A fucking monarch? Somebody drops out of the right twat and you're supposed to drop to your fucking knees and like it was a Christ child being born? These weak-faced, weak-kneed motherfuckers wield huge power through other people. They couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. Yet they rule. They rule you. You pay them every fucking, you pay these cocksuckers just for being born. And then you'll sit there and bitch because some son of a bitch had to get, that who worked and paid into the system for fucking 20 years, had to get some food stamps because you fucking caused a recession with your goddamn unlawful fucking, international goddamn bank, what the fuck is it called? The Federal Reserve. You caused a goddamn recession, and you made it so this person could not get no goddamn food nowhere else, so the safety net that he'd been paying for 20 fucking years, he goes and gets a goddamn enough of food so he don't starve to death. Oh, that welfare, people welfare. This is the biggest fucking welfare state. The corporate welfare state. The corporations are the welfare motherfuckers. They always have been. Go look up the fucking numbers. They try to toss it off on the fucking poor people. The poor people are getting 1% of the fucking whole fucking, all of the fucking wealth that is created in the goddamn country. 1% for fucking, 98, 99% of the people? and the rest goes to that 1%, I don't think that's quite equal. I don't think that's goddamn free enterprise. Do you? And then somebody controlling the currency when it was, that was a part of their goddamn fucking Federalist Papers too, wasn't it? When they were trying to sell that Constitution to the people? You'll have goddamn, we will provide minted fucking gold and silver. You know, it'd be backed by, if there's paper, it'd be backed. You can go take that paper over there and get the goddamn gold and get the goddamn silver, currency with no fucking debt on it. If you could borrow currency with no fucking debt on it, then, I mean, then all the resources belong to you because you fought and you fucking died. Your fathers fought and died. It belongs to you. You inherited it. They didn't fight so that a handful of aristocrats that had already been fucking them in the colonies could be fucking, oh, you guys are going to be our slaves and we're just going to be our slave nation. You wouldn't have tried it back then. I mean, goddamn, they had to wait clear of the fucking, 1860 before they fucking made their next move when that goddamn international fucking railroad lawyer, that stinking rotten Zionist pig shit-eating son of a bitch, Abraham Springsteen, committed the first act that should have fucking been, the people should have just stopped right there in their fucking tracks, took off the fucking gray, took off the fucking blue, put their fucking clothes on, went to Washington, D.C., and any state capital that was going along with it, and hung the sturdy son of a bitches that we thought that they could initiate a martial law, which is a complete denial of every fucking right, with it, which there was never no authority could be because the Ninth Article says there can't. There was no authority for them to do it. There was no authority for them to declare martial law. Because there couldn't be, because it would deny and disparage the rights of the fucking Ninth Article. It's clear, and it was ratified law. It's the people's jurisdiction. This is what we, the people, said. The people who own this goddamn country. See, we're the ones they got to get rid of, guys. We're the ones they got to get rid of, because we're sitting here telling you, fuck you, you motherfuckers. I mean, they're pouring them across our fucking borders. This land belongs to fucking us. And we haven't fucking, I mean, we have allowed an invasion. We've allowed armies to be put behind our fucking lines, and they're building. This is going to be a bloodbath. But when that goddamn, I'm telling you what, when that jungle erupts, it ain't going to be a one-way street any goddamn more. I promise you that. And your goddamn hidey hole. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what, man? You're 100% right, man. For the past few days, like, I've been going to, like, different stores. And I see no Americans. It's all Hispanics, people from south of the border. I'm talking about, I mean, even like in, like, even if you go past like a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant, teenage kids are not in there anymore like it used to be. It's illegals. Illegals are running the fast food. Yeah. I mean, they even putting the teenagers out of work, man.
Of course they are, dude. I mean, you got to look at it for fucking what it is. This is a full. They're trying to recolonize this fucking country with people who would be slaves because we, the people, own the son of a bitch. They can't let one person in here. If you think about it and you understand the Bill of Rights, because if they let one person in here, that one person is going to take a teeny teeny. I don't care if it's goddamn. You have to look at it through an electron microscope. They're taking from Americans. They're taking from us, and did they take it through a due process of the law, as we are guarant fucking teed? They cannot touch nothing that's ours, and this goddamn country is ours. It belongs to the fucking people. Everything in it, every resource, all of it. They just hand it over, just like when they hand these goddamn gas leases and coal leases and shit. Oh, you get the whole mountain of coal for you. You can have these fucking Irish go down here and die and work for fucking goddamn enough to starve to death on and dig it out for you and make it. And you can be a big mogul because you were a goddamn lord over there in Scotland. You came over here and you had the bucks and you paid and you peckered in the ass whoever you had to, pedophiled whoever you had to, bought pedophilia for whoever you had to. This shit, we're going back through the books. Make no mistake about it. When we go back through those fucking books, man, it's going to be all shown. We'll know exactly what happened. You mean this guy got fucking $50 billion worth of fucking coal for $5? How in the hell, who in the hell was in on this shit here? Where in the hell? Now, where did you take this away from the people? Now, first thing we've got to do, how did you get possession of this so you could even make this kind of a fucking deal? Well, I just wrote it down on a piece of paper. Well, all of this is going to be history, but we're going to find that piece of paper and this guy signed it. How did he get the fucking, how did he get ownership of the fucking land to transfer it to this person? Well, there's no records here. He just, obviously, he just wrote it down on a piece of paper and said he could do it. And he took the money and stuffed it in his fucking, it took me one, like I said, I went over here in Pekino and I seen this same shit, a big land theft. It took me exactly fucking 30 minutes to fucking have the whole fucking thing there. See the, God, you should see the land they stole. This is fucking primo fucking land. And one lawyer went to jail, I think, for 3 fucking months or something, right at that, like 3 months. But they got to keep it all. You're not going to get to keep it. You son of a bitches, you're giving it back. It's like if you fucking, somebody steals my fucking gun. And it's 10 years later. My fucking gun shows up, that fucker still belongs to me, it was stolen. We do understand right from wrong, and we're not so goddamn stupid as a goddamn little kid you can pull a quarter off under their ear, you bastards. And you are going to answer for your fucking crimes. We are going to answer to the goddamn law of this land, which is we the people. It's our jurisdictional authority, our fucking land. And you don't just take it from us, cocksuckers. You do that, you try taking it from us, we gotta fucking shoot your ass. We have procedural due process, we're autonomous. We don't have to worry about some fucking ruling class out there thinking that they can just walk all over us. You'll walk until you'll have no goddamn feet. Anyways, that's enough of this for today, guys. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another, episode of From the Trenches, the Word from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just keep thinking about it. Keep considering all that's been stolen. Consider every time they let one of these people across your border and just hand them a goddamn thing. You know, say, yeah, it's okay for you to be here. They're taking from every fucking American in this country without due process. They're denying procedural due process to every fucking American national in this country. And they don't, and it's just like, go vote. I'll vote stuff like that. That's what that fucking IGMOs. You're done with the IGMOs. You're coming to the fucking people who are fucking eating the fucking grit and the people who aren't going to take this shit. And that is the word from the trenches.